Welcome to the She Did It Her Way podcast, where it's all about making the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5 and building a business and life you love, all while doing it your way. I'm your host, Amanda Bolin. Let's get started. Hello, friends. Welcome back to another episode of the She Did It Her Way podcast. How are you? I feel like it has been so long since I have done a solo cast. I've just been having so much fun doing podcast guest interviews, and I am so excited to be here today just with you and I and this mic and diving into the one thing that I changed and the one thing that I started doing that just changed everything. And so I can't wait to dive into that with you. If you're new here to the She Did It Her Way podcast, I want to give you a big welcome. Welcome. We are so happy to have you. And before we get into today's episode, I just want to ask a really quick favor. And that is, if you regularly tune into the She Did It Her Way podcast and haven't left a review on iTunes, I would be so grateful if you took 3 minutes, opened up the iTunes app, search for She Did It Her Way, and left us a review. I absolutely love reading all the reviews that come in and hearing how the podcast has helped you start your business, quit your job, continue to be inspired and take action, and more. It also helps others who are considering tuning into the podcast learn more about what they can expect and get out of the podcast. And therefore, your review can help others along their journey. And I would be so grateful for your time and energy with that. This week's iTunes review highlight is from Tiger Spark, and that is Conversations with My BGF. Listening to Amanda's podcast is like having a conversation with your best girlfriend who only wants the best for you and isn't afraid of dishing out some reality, tough love sometimes. I only follow 4 podcasts and Amanda makes the cut. Keep it up. You are an inspiration. Well, thank you so much for leaving that iTunes review. And it means so much to me. I'm so glad that I made the cut. My guest and I have made the cut. And it means the world for all of you to tune in every single week, right? This is why I get to do what I do. And it's also my why as to why I do what I do. So let's get into today's episode, shall we? And today is something that I want to talk to you about. And it's this one thing that I did in my life and specifically business that I changed and I believe changed everything in how I approach my business. And it completely shifted who I was being, how I showed up, how I made decisions, and the results that I created in my business. And that is, I went from being this person who was always in a state of rushing and always rushing to slowing down. Now, just because I started to slow down and I stopped rushing, it didn't mean that my results and outcomes started to slow down as well. Actually, it did the opposite. And I think it did that because when we take massive action, we get massive results. However, if the place in which we are taking action from is rushing, then it's going to change the type of results we get, and it's going to change the way we feel in which we take that action from. And I know for so many of you, and including myself, that when starting a business, there can be this sense of, I need to hurry up. I need to get over there. And so it creates this rushing energy because we so badly want to quit our job. Or even when you quit your job and you're in that beginning stage of building your business, there's a lot of emotions, imposter syndrome, fear, doubt. One minute you're like really high. The next minute you're low and you're questioning like, do I have what it takes? Like, when will this stop? And so we take action from this place of rushing and wanting to get somewhere different, where consistent, steady, massive, intentional action can actually allow us to get to a place and do it in a way that feels good. And so today's episode, I want to talk about, why do we rush into action? What happens when we rush into action? What it looks like? And also some of our fears around slowing down. And what happens when you actually shift from taking action from a place of being rushed to taking action from a place of confidence, steadiness, and how that actually impacts your results in a really great way. It impacts your outcomes in a way, and it doesn't feel as constrictive or rushing, which ultimately allows us to show up differently. And things that you can do if you do find yourself rushing, like specific action steps at the end of today's show that I'm going to give you, so you can start to pivot and you can start to show up differently and take action from a different place than you are or might be right now when it comes to rushing. So the first thing is like, why do we rush into action? And the reason why we rush into action, specifically around business, let's say, but you're probably going to be able to listen to this podcast and really identify it with other areas in your life, in your personal life, right? So, but for this podcast, we're just going to keep it business, but know that a lot of these can overlay in other areas of your life. Typically, I have found when I think about why I was rushing, or if I identify that my students and clients are rushing, it's because of a few different things. We think that we're going to get somewhere faster. It might be that like we're rushing because we want to get somewhere faster and we're going to achieve something faster. It could be from time scarcity. So thinking that we don't have enough time, so we have to hurry up and produce and take action, take busy work, that time scarcity, right? If we don't think that we have enough time, we're like rushing around. The desire to be anywhere than where you are right now. I know this is really common that in the beginning stages, again, going back to what I was saying about leaving your corporate job, we think that if we take action faster and we are hurrying up and we are rushing, that we are going to get somewhere faster. So it's this desire to be anywhere than we are at that point. And also like, we sometimes want to avoid being uncomfortable and we think that over there is better. So we try to action our way over there. So you might find that you have this belief that rushing equals hustle, which equals the result that you want, and that slowing down is equated, having this belief that slowing down means that you're not going to achieve the outcomes that you want in a timely manner. So there's all these different reasons why we rush into action, and a lot of it is stemmed from the thoughts that we think. But first, let's talk a little bit about like what actually happens when we rush into action and what it looks like. So when we operate from a place of rushing, the downside of it is that we can go down a path that we don't actually even want to be on, but not realize that it is not the right path that we want to be on until we get to the end of it. And at that point, we've invested so much time and energy that if you have path A and path B and you are head down rushing on path A, you don't even have an opportunity. You don't take a moment to even look up and be like, wait a second, am I even on the right path? And so you get to the end of it and you're like, I spent all this time and energy down path A and it's not the right path. And that could actually get you into a state of overwhelm and thoughts of being like, oh my gosh, I did this wrong. Oh my gosh, it didn't work. Oh my gosh, I'm on the right path. Like you should have known better, right? And we go into that self-sabotage. So that's one. The other piece is not taking time to evaluate along the way what is working and what's not. So it's kind of, we don't give ourselves space and time to evaluate what's working and what's not because we think that we just need to keep taking action. Mistakes are often made when we go down a path of rushing and we don't, again, take time to acknowledge those mistakes. And we're just moving so fast along the way that we don't take that time to pause and reflect and to learn. So that's what happens when we operate from a place of rushing. I've shared on the podcast before that there's a difference between time and energy. And let's take 30 minutes. You could spend 30 actual minutes doing something that you do not love and you feel so much more energetically depleted at the end of the 30 minutes versus if you spent 2 hours doing something that you really enjoyed. Yes, you spent 2 hours of your physical time, but at the end of it, you have way more energy to continue going versus if you did 30 minutes of something that you didn't necessarily love. And so rushing can create this energy that can deplete us faster that ultimately leads to burnout. So if you are someone who is feeling really burned out, who is feeling very overwhelmed by all the things that go into getting a business off the ground, working full time, I encourage you to take a moment and think about the place in which you are taking action from. And it could be that there is this rushness to it, right? And so we're gonna talk about how do you actually change that so that you don't take and operate from a place of rushness, but take it from a place that is energetically fulfilling and not depleting. And rushing, just like anything else on the way that we feel or where we're taking action from, is really caused by the thoughts that we think. And so I've just listed out a few thoughts that we might be thinking that can cause us to be in a state of rush. Again, it's thinking that we don't have enough time, thinking that we need to hurry up, feeling the discomfort of where we're currently at and thinking, okay, I want to get over there. I just need to hurry up. I need to keep taking action. But the challenge is that if you try to action your way out of where you are, you continually just recreate the same environment, the same circumstance of always being in a rush. And the last one, which I see time and time again, and I certainly was not a victim, but I was definitely someone who experienced this a lot, is like, I would think all the time that, oh my gosh, I should be further along. I've been at this for X amount of months, for X amount of years. And I just kept thinking that, oh my gosh, I should be further along, right? So if we think that we should be further along, then we're gonna take action from this place of, I need to hurry up and get to the place where I need to be, which causes us to rush. And it could manifest and look like, your outcomes could look like that you're doing a lot, but you're not really getting anywhere and achieving the results that you want. You could be at this place like about to experience discomfort, but you kind of back off and you go a different path to avoid that discomfort. You could find yourself, if you're frustrated because things aren't happening as fast as you like. It's also that it looks like being impatient, which results in taking more action. So if you're not getting the results that you want and you find yourself, you're like, this isn't it. And so you keep taking action because there's this impatientness about not being able to achieve the results that you want versus being curious about the results. So like, that's why having goals is a great benchmark. It's a North Star, but it's also the releasement and of attachment to that goal that allows us to actually take that consistent, steady action and be and cultivate patience as opposed to being impatient. It's when we're impatient that we start to operate in a different way, which causes us to take different action, which then causes us to get different results. And sometimes there are fears around that, oh my gosh, if I slow down, then I'm not gonna get to my destination fast enough. And like my first job out of college was working for Target in their stores as an ETL in West Des Moines, Iowa, which ETL is executive team leader. It was a fancy name for, I guess you could say, manager, right? But one of the metrics that the company was hyper focused on, that we had to be focused on every single day as a leader, was this number of days that we had gone without an incident. And an incident meaning, how many days have we gone on without a backroom accident or someone getting cut on the sales floor or anything that would result in like having to use a first aid kit or having to call the medics or anything like that, right? And when you think about a backroom in retail, there's a lot of things going on. There's a lot of heavy machinery. And the reason why this number was a focus was because of two key things. Number one, safety of the employees, right? The more days that you can go without an accident, the better and the more safe of an environment it creates. Because again, there's a lot of moving parts in the back room between heavy machinery, you're using box cutters, there's sharp edges, and it's about keeping employees safe. Because when employees are safe, morale is high, productivity is higher. Which then leads me into the second one, is that the more days that you go without incidents, it ultimately helps save the company money because they're not paying for expenses for when the team members are injured. And it also indirectly makes money because when they're not injured, you keep productivity high, you keep morale high, there's more outcome, right? And it just saves money because of the workman's comp and like all those things. So I share this because it's more advantageous to slow down and to make sure that you are taking consistent, steady action as opposed to rushing. Because when we rush, that's when accidents happen. That's when we take action that maybe we normally might not take, which then if we're rushing and we're more prone to accidents and they happen and we make mistakes and we have to retract and kind of revise, it ultimately slows us down in the overall process, right? So that's what I want to offer up to you, that slowing down can actually speed things up. We make less mistakes, we're less in the mental drama, we're confident in the action we're taking. And the other thing is that if we are rushing too much, kind of going back to what I was saying earlier, you could be on a path that really isn't the one that you want to be on, but not recognize it until you get to the destination and realize that you went down the wrong path and you have to retrace your steps to get on the more aligned path. And again, there's a difference between rushing and taking consistent, steady action. And the difference is in the way that we think. So take a moment and think about the feeling you get when you read or hear consistent, steady action versus rushing. Rushing feels chaotic, all over the place. Consistent, steady action is grounded. It is anchored and it is confident. And in the beginning stages of building a business, there are so many thoughts, fears, and doubts that come up that we can easily find ourselves thinking that we should be further along, should be further ahead than we are, which causes us to rush and hurry up. But what that does is actually stall us out because we're so future focused that we're not living in the present moment to understand and be with what is actually happening. Because for so many reasons, right? It could be really uncomfortable of like, oh man, I did a launch and it failed, right? And so even though we're going into our first launch, it can be really easy to be like, oh, this one's not working, so I'm just going to focus on the next one, right? No. Stay in that discomfort. Stay in that present moment. Really try to be curious about what you can learn and take from that experience that you are having right now. So here's a couple action steps that you can do just to bring some awareness to the place in which you are operating from. Number one, pay attention and notice when you find yourself in a hurry or in a rush, when you're thinking that you don't have enough time. Pay attention to if you start making errors and having to retrace your steps. A really simple example of this is when I used to do a lot of traveling when I was a full-time freelance consultant, I was booking flights all the time. I was managing my schedule. And it got to a point that there were times that I was booking flights to fly out on the wrong day. I was booking flights in and out of the wrong city. The one time I showed up in Texas on a Monday evening thinking that I was working the gig Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And Monday when I was at the airport and I was waiting for like the Uber pickup, I had texted my peer at that time and I was like, hey girl, like what time do you get in? I'm so excited. Let's go to dinner tonight. And 5 minutes later, I get a text and she's like, what are you talking about? And I was like, yeah, no, I'm here. And she's like, girl, we don't actually start work until Wednesday. So I got there early, which fine, not a big deal. I could just work in the hotel Tuesday, but it ended up costing me the night of the hotel. It cost me not having a night in my bed because I wasn't slowing down to think about it. Another time, I booked a flight to California and I needed to take a red eye from California to Savannah, Georgia for a bachelorette. And I ended up booking the red eye to fly out Thursday night, not Friday night, which then cost me hundreds of dollars to change the flight that I had to eat because I wasn't slowing down when I was booking the flight. So again, two very simple stories, but I think you get the point at this is like when we rush and when we hurry up and we do and we're not paying attention, that's when mistakes happen. And it can either cost us in time, energy, or money. And so it is worth it for us to slow down. Okay, so pay attention and notice where you are in a hurry. Once you notice like where you're hurrying up, what the outcomes are, pause and take a moment to just slow down that energy, right? The energy is already in motion and it is going, but pause, take a moment, kind of slow that energy down to help interrupt that current pattern that you're having. Then be curious about the thoughts you're thinking at that time that's causing you to feel like you're in a hurry, causing you to feel like you're in time scarcity, causing you to think that like you need to be somewhere else than where you are right now. And then what you can do is make a list of supporting thoughts that can help lead you to taking consistent, steady action as opposed to rushing. So here are some thoughts that you can borrow to think when you are in that stage. Now, when I go through these thoughts, some of them you may not resonate with simply because your brain doesn't actually believe them. So take ones or take a thought that you want to try on and you want to practice and see which ones feel good, right? So you can think, okay, I have plenty of time. I am not in a rush. Everything is happening at the exact time it is supposed to happen. Another one is I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I love this one because this kind of brings us back to that present moment as opposed to like our brain being future or past focus, right? So I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be. I am making progress. I am trusting the process. I learned so much more when I slowed down. It's okay to grow slow. So those are just some. And again, you can refer to the show notes when they're up if you want to refer back to them and like copy them and paste them somewhere. But those are just some of the thoughts that you can think to help bring you into this place of slowing down and operating from a place of taking consistent, steady action. So again, as we wrap up this week's podcast episode, I encourage you to see where those areas are at in your business and in life that can benefit from slowing down and just take inventory and notice like what are your beliefs around slowing down as well. So to end this episode, I have two quotes for you and both of them, I tried to figure out who said them, but they both came up unknown and anonymous, but I really, really like them. So the first one is, I've learned to stop rushing things that need time to grow. I've learned to stop rushing things that need time to grow. Your business needs time and space to grow. And the last one, once she stopped rushing through life, she was amazed how much more life she had time for. Once she stopped rushing through life, she was amazed how much more life she had time for. So yes, it can be a really crazy period in your life of building your business, but it's also such an amazing and fun time of building your business and coming at it from a place of curiosity, coming at it from what am I going to learn? How much impact can I serve? What transformation can I get my clients is really allowing us to operate from that place of consistent, steady action. So I hope that you enjoyed this week's podcast episode, and I will see you back here next week. Come hang out with us on Instagram. I'm so excited that you're here. Have an amazing week, and I'll talk to you next time. If you enjoyed today's podcast episode, you can head on over to shedidithirway.com where you can access the entire vault of She Did It Her Way podcast episodes. And you can also access free trainings and resources all about how to make the ultimate leap from your 9 to 5. And if you enjoyed today's podcast episode, I would be so grateful if you headed on over to iTunes and left a review letting me know what you love about the She Did It Her Way podcast. Until next time, keep doing it your way.